Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's not, you know, teams don't necessarily lead with that, but they want to know, they'll ask it much, you know, much less pressure than that. But, you know, what do you guys do to help us get there with our expenses? So we immediately start, I just tell them, look, it's negotiable. It just depends on what you're going to be bringing to the table and then what we can bring to the table and, you know, what are you going to need? You know, typically for the teams that have to stay two nights coming from, you know, 7 or 8 hours away, we'll do the two nights of 6 hotel rooms. If we do 2 hotel room nights, we likely don't do any cash. If we do 1 hotel room, we'll give them a little cash. But we also have, you know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of stuff that nobody really ever sees. They're catering a team meal on the first night back in the cafeteria area, which is a good meal. And those teams just go back there, you know, in amongst their games and have their supper. So that's a team meal for them, it's expensive to do a team meal for a basketball team because they like to eat. So that is a group of people that are working that people often don't even see. And then we're super thankful that Brother Harold and HR Ministries and a lot of those volunteers do a breakfast event for us. So, you know, you've been a part of that, Todd, to see that. We had Goose Givens this year. We had ex-Mississippi State basketball player Gary Kavnis first year. We've had Cameron Mills spoke, two years ago, or maybe it was the year after COVID. I can't remember. I get mixed up. So we've had a Mississippi State player, which, gosh, that was hard for me to swallow, but Gary's a good guy, so I went on and went with it. And then, of course, Kentucky, and, well, 2 Kentuckys. So that event has been really, really good, and the teams that have attended that, which is voluntary, but the teams that have attended that always have looked like they really enjoyed it, and we end up giving gifts away there. So I promote that. When I'm telling them, hey, look, we got a breakfast event with a speaker that's going to be a high-quality speaker that's going to speak into your kid's life, give them some, you know, some good news and some motivation-type stuff that the kids can chew on, and then we're going to give them some gift cards. You know, every table's got a basketball on it that we draw for. So most of those kids left with something, from a $10 gift card to a basketball to maybe even a $25 gift card. So I've yet to have a coach not tell me. Matter of fact, just testimony to that event as well as West Kentucky Hoops Classic, I was talking to Coach Newton Miller, who was Center Hills coach. And when they came here, I think 4 years ago, he is now coaching junior college at Jones Community College. And I reached out to him the other day just to tell him about Jay Bryan. Said, hey, I got a kid that you need to put your eyes on. Not real sure what his plans are. He's got NAIA offers and even more offers. I said, but you need to look at me. He said, Coach, he thinks I'm a coach. I tell him I'm not a coach. But he's like, I'm going to give him a look. And he said, and I just want to go back and tell you, that's probably the best, most influential tournament that my team has ever been to at any level to come up there. And I told him how much I appreciated that and that I would share that and that he needed to look at Jay Bryan.